0.36. That's what my rain gauge said this morning. Wasn't a whole lot. It was nice to have a little shower anyway. I guess there was quite a bit more to the south. I heard northern Texas said up to 6 inches down around Wichita. I noticed it was raining a lot down there this morning. I was concerned because Melissa was heading down there. Got her off to her ride early this morning. And it looks like by the time they got down there, it all moved down east. So hopefully she'll have a fun weekend down there with the other teams in East Texas. No, for the first 10 years of my job, I was the only one in the office all day. Actually, I have an office where I just work myself, you know, there now. Although with about 24 meteorologists, I talk with them a lot. As the company grew and more people were making different forecasts, sometimes clients would call and they'd say, how come yesterday it was forecasting rain, today, then last night you're forecasting clear, then today it's forecasting rain again? What was happening is we had different people with different ideas what was going to happen. So to fix that, they eventually, you know, started up having a daily conference where they would all get together and discuss what was going on and come to the same mind and all saying the same thing and having unity. And it reminds me of God talks about the church having unity. It's in Psalms 33:1. Have you wrote, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Unity is a necessary part of the thing to have within the church, and it has to do with our attitudes. In Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, it says, I therefore, prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you all walk worthy of the vocation where you're called, with all lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. It gives us some keys to unity there, what helps bring that about, and goes along with that. And one thing here is lowliness, which is to be of a humble mind, not to be arrogant or prideful. Not trying to run everything, but being more submissive and helping out with others in service. As it says in Philippians 2, verses 3 to 4, that nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem the other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but also on things of others, to help others out. And also mentioned here, which goes along with that, is meekness, which is patience and humility. In Psalms or in Proverbs, admonished before destruction of the heart, a man is haughty, but before honor there is humility. And then going along with this is the long suffering, mentioned here in verse 2, which is patiently enduring wrongs or difficulties in your life. Because God isn't slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but long suffering to usward. Not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance. God is very patient with us, and so are we to be patient with others when there's difficulty or we have a disagreement. This goes along with the next thing mentioned here, which is forbearing, to be tolerant and patient in the face of provocation. In Colossians 3:13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so you also ought to forgive. And then on to verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity. The endeavor is to a conscientious or concentrated effort toward the end of having unity. And it talks here of unity of the Spirit and having peace with one another. And continuing on in verse 4 through 5, it says, there is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called to one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. So you see through Scripture that it's very important to have unity and try to help each other and the love and what God has taught us to do.